From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Russian President Vladimir Putin may not be very popular in the West these days, but his ratings are high in the motherland.
But first, President Obama has officially named his new nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Matthews Burwell. She's currently the head of the White House Office of Management and Budget, and she's being nominated to replace Kathleen Sebelius, who is resigning. If confirmed by the Senate, Burwell would be at the heart of one of the most bitter political issues in Washington, the Affordable Care Act. And today's announcement at the White House doesn't come in a vacuum. It comes at the end of a week when it became clear that we are really getting into election season ahead of the midterm elections this fall. Rick Klein is political director at ABC News. He's with us now from Washington. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is welcoming the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius. John McCain is praising the nominee to replace her. Is the White House hoping for a reset on health care with Republicans here?
They know better than that. And some of the Republican praise has been backhanded at best. They've been praising Kathleen Sebelius, for instance, for managing something they say was unmanageable and that no one could have done a better job with. I think from the White House perspective, if they were going to try to have Kathleen Sebelius out of that job before the election, this was the moment for two reasons. One is we just got some enrollment figures, 7.5 million people on the exchange. That's more than initial estimates. That is an opportunity to at least turn it into a political winner. And second, if they are going to get a new nominee confirmed by the Senate, it better happen this year. There's a decent chance that Democrats lose control of the Senate at the end of the year, and good luck getting the Republicans to go with a nominee for the HHS secretary under President Obama's White House.
Well, what about Sylvia Matthews Burwell? Tell us more about her and her chances of getting confirmed by the Senate.
A Rhodes Scholar originally from West Virginia. She's been leading the Office of Management and Budget, which is kind of a dry bureaucratic world, but it's a world that has a lot of interactions with Congress. She had to manage the government shutdown. She has to deal with members of Congress and their complaints and their concerns all the time. It's been a time where the budget, it's not like it's under control, but the deficit has been reduced somewhat, and there's a lot of high grades for her leadership and her management inside the White House. She also has a long history in the philanthropic and private sector, working for the Gates Foundation. Worked in the Clinton White House as well. Kind of a consummate inside player, a generation younger also than Kathleen Sebelius, which may help her in terms of management of a website that still isn't a done deal and still has to perform for a new set of enrollments this fall.
Somebody with political experience, it reminds you of what happened when Jack Lew took over at Treasury, taking over for Timothy Geithner. The White House was saying, we need somebody who can work with Congress. The most important thing right now is somebody who can really get things done on Capitol Hill.
That's right. Look, the White House knows that Republicans aren't suddenly going to like the health care law because they like any better the HHS secretary. But they do know that they just got her confirmed unanimously at OMB a little more than a year ago. And they do know that this will be a tougher transition and a tougher confirmation fight. But in the context of what you know you have to – the fights you have to pick in Washington, it was a good opportunity to get some new leadership in there, to know that this is going to be an ongoing challenge. It's not just HHS. It's a huge – not just the health care law. HHS is a huge agency with big repercussions throughout the government, and she is someone, obviously, who knows the subject matter better than just about anyone.
Meanwhile, as we said, this came at the end of a week where it really became clear that we're starting to get into an election season here. There have been some sharp political exchanges on Capitol Hill. I want to listen to one between Secretary of State John Kerry and Senator John McCain, who said the Obama administration was, quote, failing very badly in a number of international crises. Let's listen.
On the issue of Ukraine, my hero, Teddy Roosevelt, used to say, talk softly but carry a big stick. What you're doing is talking strongly and carrying a very small stick, in fact, a twig.
And this is how John Kerry responded.
But your friend Teddy Roosevelt also said that the credit belongs to the people who are in the arena who are trying to get things done. And we're trying to get something done.
Is that going to be an issue in the elections this year, foreign policy, do you think?
I think it's a pretty neat encapsulation of the way that John Kerry has handled that job, trying to get things done. And I wonder how much it would be an issue with Russia in the news recently, if it becomes more of one. Certainly Iran and Syria and North Korea and other challenges give it the opportunity to rear its head. Traditionally, midterm elections in particular don't turn on foreign policy, but there are so many hotspots out there and so many different lines in the water that Secretary of State Kerry has thrown that there's the potential for any one of them to come up. And you hear Senator McCain's critique, kind of broad critique, critique, saying you're not getting anything done when you're trying to get everything done.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas and Attorney General Eric Holder got into a heated exchange of their own. Gohmert was asking Holder's office to release more documents, and he brought up the fact that the House Oversight Committee had voted to hold Holder in contempt of Congress for not releasing documents related to Operation Fast and Furious. Let's listen.
And I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our attorney general, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You don't want to go there, okay?
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that that is not a big deal to me. I think that it was an appropriate...
Rick Klein, pretty sharp exchanges there. What's going on?
Pretty extraordinary. And then Attorney General Holder followed up with a speech the next day where he said that the scrutiny that he and President Obama have gotten has been unprecedented and unwarranted and ugly. It happened to be a speech before Al Sharpton's group in New York City. So that led a lot of people to suggest that he was saying because of his race and President Obama's race, they were being targeted. So a new conversation, a new set of tensions, and one revolving around race, then something we haven't seen before.
Okay, Rick, one word answers here. What do the Democrats want this election to be about?
They want this election to be about progress, moving in the right direction.
And Republicans?
Healthcare, Obamacare, namely.
Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. Thanks, as always, Rick.
Thank you.